Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The attacks on Donald Trump are continuing. Joe Biden is now coming out saying that there's no need for Trump to get intel briefings. That's right. Intel briefings are something that Donald Trump doesn't deserve to have. I mean, he's only just a former president of the United States of America. President Biden has decided that it's up to him to break tradition and no longer allow President Trump to receive classified intelligence briefings. The only reason why he's not going to do this is because, well, he hates him. He hates Donald Trump. This shows you how psychotic the left has become. Biden said this on Friday, but it's important to note that the outgoing presidents have historically been granted the courtesy to receive these briefings because, well, they were the president of the United States of America, for goodness sakes. He was asked in an interview with CBS News what he feared if Donald Trump continued to receive the briefings. It's a fair question, right? Like, hey, besides the fact you're being a petulant child, what do you have to fear? I mean, hell, you worked with Hillary Clinton, who was putting private, you know, top secret information on an unsecured server in her basement, then sending it over to her colleague whose husband was looking at pornography of kids. I mean, it's not like you guys were like the best with top secret information. I mean, your Secretary of State and the former person that was running for the White House, your nominee, was like, didn't give a crap at all about classified information. So, like, why now all of a sudden do you care at all? Like, why now is this like a thing? Why now are you all about it? Why now are you like, oh, yes, let's save the world. We got to have the, yeah, I mean, and except for the fact that you just hate Donald Trump so much that you just want to stick it to him any way you can. Even if this means getting rid of tradition, a courtesy to a former president of the United States of America, like every other former president has continued to receive these briefings. But this is the left. This is what they become. This is how intolerant they are. This is how much they hate people that disagree with them. They cannot stand anyone that disagrees with them. And he was asked in this interview with CBS News, hey, what do you fear? What is it you fear that Trump would, you know, if he continues to receive the briefings? Biden, of course, pivoted. And said, well, I don't want to, you know, like necessarily speculate out loud. Take a listen.
We're going to turn now to the first part of our exclusive interview with President Biden. In the wide-ranging conversation, we asked about where he's willing to negotiate in his stimulus plan.
You've said you're not compromising on the $1,400 checks. You made that promise. You're sticking to it. So the big question is who gets
exactly
the check.
Right.
Is it someone who makes up to $50,000 or is it someone who makes up to $75,000?
I'm prepared to negotiate that, but here's the deal. Middle class folks need help, but you don't need to get any help to someone making $300,000 or $250,000. So it's somewhere between an individual making up to $75,000 and phasing out and a couple making up to $150,000 and phasing out. But again, I'm wide open on what that is.
You also want to raise the minimum wage to $15. Is that something you would be willing to negotiate on in order to get Republican support?
Well, apparently that's not going to occur because of the rules of the United States Senate.
So you're saying the minimum wage won't be in this?
My guess is it will not be in it. But I do think that we should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises. I'm prepared as President of the United States on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now, which is pain. Look, no one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage. And if you're making less than $15 an hour, you're living below the poverty wage.
But that may not be in your American Rescue Plan.
No, I put it in, but I don't think it's going to survive.
Let's turn to the impeachment trial, President Trump's impeachment trial. If you were still a senator, would you vote to convict him?
Look, I ran like hell to defeat him because I thought he was unfit to be president. I've watched what everybody else watched, what happened when that crew invaded the United States Congress. But I'm not in the Senate now. I'll let the Senate make that decision.
Well, let me ask you then something that you do have oversight of as president. Should former President Trump still receive intelligence briefings?
I think not.
Why not?
Because of his erratic behavior, unrelated to the insurrection.
I mean, you've called him an existential threat. You've called him dangerous. You've called him reckless.
Yeah, I have, and I believe it.
What's your worst fear if he continues to get these intelligence briefings?
I'd rather not speculate out loud. I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all, other than the fact he might slip and say something?
And we will have more.
I love how they go through this list with him, right? Hey, so you lied to people basically about their stimulus checks. Yep. Hey, you lied about the minimum wage going to $15 an hour. Yep. So what else have you've already fallen short on with the American people? Oh, just three or four things. Okay, but now let's turn back to, you know, Orange Man Bad real quick. That's why I wanted to play you the long version of that so you can understand how the media does this. They go into a couple like significant failures. Like we went from $2,000 to $1,400 and the stimulus checks. Hey, we mandated $15 minimum wage, but it's probably not going to happen. You know, it's going to be left out of the bill. Hey, what would you do in this situation? Well, I'm not in the Senate anymore. I mean, it's pretty clear that there are some significant promises and guarantees that she just dismissed away. Ask the question, move on. Ask the question, move on. Ask the question, move on. Okay, now let's get to the issue we can really dive in on. Let's get to Orange Man Bad Donald Trump. Let's go to the impeachment hearing because that's what Americans really care about right now. Insert sarcasm. I think the majority of Americans could give two rat's rear ends about the impeachment hearing. Let's really dive into that, Joe Biden. Well, how would you vote on this, Joe Biden? All right, let's deal with something else. Should he get the intelligence briefings, Joe Biden? No, really? Breaking news headlines. President Joe Biden refuses to give intelligence briefings to Donald Trump. He's unhinged. He's unfit. He's erratic. I've seen it. Erratic? Dude, watch one of your speeches, man. Come on, man, to use your words. Watch one of your speeches. You want to talk about erratic? You're the definition of erratic. If Donald Trump's erratic, you're crazy. Come on, man. You want to talk about erratic? You want to talk about crazy? You want to talk about like genuinely unhinged? Let's talk about the leadership in your party and the people that get classified briefings and information all the time. Let's talk about Maxine Waters for a second. You know, if you're going to talk about erratic, then you got to talk about Maxine Waters. There's no other way to get around it. Maxine Waters is a perfect example of a crazy out there saying psychotic and crazy things. When it came to Donald Trump and an impeachment, because don't forget, we got an impeachment this week, right? We had the impeachment trial of Donald Trump this week. You want to know what Maxine Waters had to say?
He absolutely should be charged with premeditated murder because of the lives that were lost with this invasion, with this insurrection. And so, yes, we are threatened, but we can't back up. We've got to fight as hard as we can to see to it that there's some justice. For the president of the United States to sit and watch the invasion and the insurrection and not say a word because he knew that he had absolutely initiated it. And as some of them said, he invited us to come.
Yeah, so that's what we need to do now. He needs to be charged with murder.
He absolutely should be charged with premeditated murder.
Premeditated murder. We need to put this guy in jail forever. You want to talk, and Maxine Waters, who said that, she gets intelligence briefings. She gets top secret briefings. She gets to see classified documents on the regular. But Joe Biden wants to lecture America about the threat of Donald Trump. So therefore, Donald Trump does not deserve to get intelligence briefings. What good would it do? You know, there used to be a little bit of just, hey, it's over, let's move on. They'll never move on from Donald Trump. Proof of it's this week. You got Americans that are suffering this week. And what have Democrats been doing? They've been kicking, right? They've been kicking conservatives off of committee chairmanships, or no, just sitting on committees, I should say, with Representative Taylor Greene. She went on the attack this week after she was kicked off of all of her committees, right? Because this is the tolerant left that believes in ideas and debates and not censoring and silencing people. I'm being sarcastic, of course. You got Maxine Waters. The president should be charged with premeditated murder because of what happened at the Capitol. And then lying and saying he didn't say anything. He did, actually. Go back and look at his Twitter account. Go back and look at his statements. Go back and look at what he said on that day while it was still going on at the Capitol. No, we gotta take away everything from Donald Trump. We gotta put him and his family in jail. We gotta get even. We gotta make it where no one ever wants to run for president again that actually might not respect the swamp. Because this is about the swamp, folks. This is 100% about the swamp. If you're not going to come and play with us, if you think you're going to drain the swamp, if you think that you are going to make a difference like Donald Trump has made a difference over the last 4 years, if you think you're going to change this place, we will go unhinged. We will come after you. We will attack you. We will silence you. We'll accuse you of being a murderer. And any of you other conservatives that come here, we're not playing by the same rules you guys played with. The days of statesmanship are over. I even remember, and it was I have respect for Barack Obama on the story I'm about to tell you. A lot of respect. When there's a restaurant in Dallas called Rise. It's one of the favorite restaurants of George Bush 43. And the way I was told the story, I have no reason to believe the people that told it to me weren't telling me the truth. He was at dinner with friends at Rise, this little restaurant not far from their house in Dallas. And apparently they were having dinner when the Secret Service came in and told him he needed to go out to the car and take a secure phone call. And he went out to the car, and this is what I was told, and he took a phone call, and the person on the other end of the line was a guy by the name of President Barack Obama, who wanted to let George Bush, the former president of the United States of America, know that we had just killed Osama bin Laden. Now, I have a lot of respect for Obama for doing that for this reason. One, he didn't have to do that, right? He could have called him after it was made public. But he knew that it was an important moment in American history. He knew it was something that the Bush administration had worked tirelessly on to get Osama bin Laden. He knew that George Bush would want to know and deserve to know and deserve to not find out on TV. But as a former president, there was this moment of we are one and the same here on this one. We both hate Osama bin Laden. Your team did everything you could to get him. We now finally got him because of intelligence that was found during your time, your tenure, and right now we're on the same team. And I'm going to call you because you deserve to know. I'm going to call because you deserve to know, and I want you to find out, and we got him. And that's why I'm calling you. We're not Democrats and Republicans for this moment in time. We're Americans. I'm not sure that the Democratic Party that's now in charge, the Joe Biden team that's now in charge, I'm honestly not sure that'll ever happen again. They're spending more time kicking Republicans off of committee assignments, more time going after Donald Trump this week, wanting to impeach him for a second time while he's already out of office. I mean, look at Adam Schiff launching a scorching personal attack on Kevin McCarthy, Republican Party today, accusing the GOP leader of having, quote, no values. This is the guy that sold the Russian hoax and impeached the president the first time with nothing to back it up. Don't forget that. Joe Biden's obsessed with sticking it to Donald Trump. Does this, you know, big sit-down interview, and it's, well, can, you know, should we even give Donald Trump these intelligence briefings?
Why not?
Because of his erratic behavior.
Yes, his erratic behavior, folks. We shouldn't give him these intelligence briefings because he's erratic.
I'm not in the Senate now. I'll let the Senate make that decision.
Well, let me ask you then something that you do have oversight of as president. Should former President Trump still receive intelligence briefings?
I think not.
So we're going to impeach him this week. He's not in office. That does nothing for the American people. I mean, impeachment. How many of you listening right now are in favor of impeachment right now? Because it is a meaningless impeachment. Even if it went through, which it's not. But even if they garnered the votes needed, it's meaningless. The guy's no longer the president of the United States of America. It is meaningless. It is absolutely meaningless. It is, and look, Congress does a really good job of doing meaningless things, like pointless things. Okay? It really does. Like they do a really good job of just doing things that are completely meaningless. This is on a whole nother level of meaningless. Like this is on a level of meaninglessness that you just gotta, you gotta laugh. You gotta shake your head. Oh no, it's not just impeachment. We gotta not let this guy get intelligence briefings because he's erratic. I've seen how erratic he is. You can't give him intelligence briefings. He's erratic. I've watched it. You can't even get through a freaking press conference, man. You will go down in history as being the most erratic candidate we've ever seen. Again, to quote him, come on, man. Come on, man. That's what I love. He loves to say that, doesn't he? Come on, man. He's erratic.
Why not?
Because of his erratic behavior unrelated to the insurrection.
I mean, you've called him an existential threat. You've called him dangerous. You've called him reckless.
Yeah, I have, and I believe it.
What's your worst fear if he continues to get these intelligence briefings?
I'd rather not speculate out loud. I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing. What value is giving him an intelligence briefing? What impact does he have at all, other than the fact he might slip and say something?
And we will have more.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? He may slip. Therefore, he can't be trusted. By the way, as the media's freaking out about the Super Bowl and the possible super spreader event, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters are marching through the streets of Washington, D.C. In one video, marchers can be heard chanting, "Burn it down." Sounds like insurrection. This is the left's people chanting, "Burn it down." The protesters also became violent with D.C. police outside of a restaurant. Don't worry, it's fine. Nothing to see here, folks. Now, let's impeach the president, but Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters not socially distancing, not wearing masks, chanting, "Burn it down," during a march through the nation's capital. Yeah, they're cool. No media coverage needed of that one. Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters marched through the streets of D.C. this weekend, and in one video, the marchers can be heard chanting, "Burn it down." BLM and Antifa protesters took to the streets. A video posted by an independent journalist shows the marchers move through what appears to be a residential neighborhood chanting, "If we don't get it, burn it down." That's nice to hear outside of your house. 1700 block of Riggs, Northwest. "If we don't get it, burn it down." Man, can you imagine sitting at home just hanging out, Super Bowl weekend, just mind your own business? You look outside, you got an angry mob of Black Lives Matter protesters saying, "If we don't get it, burn it down." Anybody get Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden on record condemning this, right? This is like insurrection in the nation's capital. Maybe we should impeach somebody over this. Yeah, burn it down, folks. Protesters carrying an Antifa flag could be seen with the march as they chanted, "Whose streets are streets? Burn it down."
Our streets. Our streets. Our streets.
Yeah, our streets. Our streets. Let's burn it down, folks. Wonder if anybody's going to freak out about that, right? D.C. police also had to form a line around outdoor diners to separate them from the protesters that yet again were attacking the diners who were dining outside in D.C. This is actually about two blocks away from where I live when I was in D.C. Then they attacked the police officers, of course. The conflict turned violent as the protesters attacked the Metro Police Department. Don't worry, it's fine. Nobody's going to have to answer for this on the left. The left's got their Antifa. Black Lives Matter out there doing it. No problem. We don't need to cover this insurrection in the nation's capital. And to CNN, by the way, let's get back to just CNN for a second. You know, CNN loses their minds, right, because of this super spreader event. Right? We got exclusive video from the Super Bowl of a super spreader event. We're wearing two masks here because it's so dangerous. As we report live from the Super Bowl, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they weren't wearing masks. They weren't socially distancing in D.C. It could have been a super spreader event. Could have been a super spreader event. Did they cover it? Hell no. Why would we do that?
A lot of people are here. They're gathered. They're already cheering for their favorite team. They're outside, so it's considered to be safer, and they are allowed to be here. They're only supposed to take their masks off while they're eating or drinking, but you can see quite a large crowd. Certainly not all in one single family or one single household that are mixing, but that is allowed here in the city of Tampa right now. But let me show you a scene from last night in an area called Ybor City. We have some video to show you. You can see on the streets of Ybor City, this massive crowd. Again, not many of them wearing a mask. This is a very popular spot where people go to bars and restaurants. There were some police there, but we're unsure about citations. I spoke to the Tampa police and I asked them, what are you doing about this? Because a lot of people were very concerned. Apparently the dance floors were full, and that's right now not allowed during the pandemic here in the city. And there is a mask mandate in any of these entertainment and event areas. And if you're not wearing a mask and you can't safely social distance, you could be fined up to $500, but that's obviously being largely ignored by many here who are in the city. So the Tampa police tell me that they're very disappointed by what they've seen, and some of these establishments do risk being shut down. There are about 30,000 people a day that have been coming into Tampa International Airport. This is really the officials' greatest fear. The last thing they want is for the Super Bowl to turn into some type of super spreader event.
The Super Bowl is what they're warning you about. Now, do they use any of this when they're talking about the Antifa Black Lives Matter riots yesterday, at protests yesterday in Washington, D.C., where they're chanting to burn it down? I mean, that sounds like an insurrection to me. Terrorizing people's neighborhoods. Can you imagine being a little kid inside and a bunch of people outside chanting and filling your streets up saying, burn it down? Can you imagine, right? And where's the logic of the super spreader event when it comes to what I just told you about the neighborhoods? Right? When you hear this outside of your house, no one's wearing these masks. Like, where's the outrage over that? Burn it down. Hey, Daddy, why are these people outside of our house on the streets where we live chanting that we should burn it down? Why is that happening? Why are they doing that, Mom? Why are they doing that? Whose streets are streets? Mommy, what does that mean? Why is this happening? Why are they chanting, whose streets are streets, Mommy?
Our streets. Our streets.
Yeah, whose streets are streets? That's right. Hey, why are they attacking people eating at the restaurants, Mommy? Why are they not wearing masks, Mom? Why are they not socially distancing, Mom and Dad? Could be a super spreader event in Washington, D.C. from Antifa Black Lives Matter. Media cover it? Nope. Media ask questions? Nope. No. The Super Bowl is the real threat to you, all because it's a Republican governor down there, and how dare him allow people to go to a Super Bowl and eat outside? He should have shut down the city like everybody else. He should have shut down the city like everyone else. Yeah. Unbelievable. Make sure you text us, by the way, so we can keep in touch with you. Our phone number, 55433. Send us a text message in case we get kicked off of social media. We're expecting that to happen at some point. So make sure you text us right now. 55433 is our number. Text the word Ben. 55433. Text the word Ben right now, and you'll get a response from us. And I'll leave it at that.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.